I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. The most famous animated animal in the world is, of course, Mickey Mouse. But one monkey called Julius would like to change that. Julius the monkey, a cartoonish-looking primate, is the creation of 36-year-old designer Paul Frank. Alex Cohen has this profile.
As a kid in Huntington Beach, California, Paul Frank wanted to grow up to be a lot of things. Artist was not high on the list.
I used to want to be a veterinarian. And then I used to want to be a recording engineer. I wanted to be a rock star. And then I wanted to be an artist.
Frank's art career didn't even begin until he was in his mid-20s. He wandered into the local library one day and started studying from an animation book. Soon after, he began taking art classes, but he says they were daunting.
It's hard for me to draw a bowl of fruit. You know, all the shading and stuff, that's really scary to me. One of the most scary things is not a monster movie, but a blank piece of paper, especially a bigger piece of paper like a sketch pad in drawing class.
Frank was a little less intimidated by working with a different sort of canvas, vinyl upholstery. He taught himself how to make wallets and purses with a sewing machine and customize them with applique animal-shaped decorations. One of those decorations was a monkey Frank drew and then named Julius that was inspired by a sock monkey his grandmother had made him. Julius the monkey is a simple-looking character with black dots for eyes and a big red mouth, almost like something you'd see on baby clothes. Within a few years, Julius became a huge commercial hit. Frank and a few of his friends started Paul Frank Industries in 1995. They now operate 11 boutiques from Greece to Korea. The Paul Frank line features everything from underwear to coat racks to sunglasses, adored by teens, 30-something hipsters, even a few celebrities. 17-year-old Kelly Agnew of Long Beach is a frequent customer at the Paul Frank boutique in a shopping mall in Southern California.
I bought this wallet yesterday. It's Paul Frank. It's the Elvis edition collector's item. And it looks like a little jukebox. And it has Elvis songs. And I just like that it's collector's edition. And they only made a couple.
A collection of truly one-of-a-kind Paul Frank creations is currently on display at the Huntington Beach Art Center. The show, called Things Happen in Threes, includes a toilet in the shape of a giant Julius the Monkey head and stuffed doll versions of various Paul Frank characters. But some critics argue that just because he's currently featured at a gallery doesn't mean that Paul Frank's work should be considered art. San Francisco-based art critic Glenn Helfand says though he likes Frank's style, he doesn't see a lot of substance in his work.
How serious are these characters? What are they doing? Yoshitomo Nara, the Japanese artist, has a kind of alter ego character named Ramona, who's a kind of pouty, punky girl. And I think that she starts saying something about the condition of contemporary life. I'm not as clear as to what Paul Frank's characters stand for, other than their kind of cuteness.
But, says Darlene D'Angelo, curator of the current Paul Frank exhibit, critics like Helfand may be overlooking the intricate process that goes into each of Paul Frank's designs. D'Angelo says even though Paul Frank's works have tremendous commercial appeal, that doesn't negate their artistic merit.
You know, there's a lot of talk about high art and low art and where everybody fits in. I think that there's room for both types of artwork. Art on T-shirts, you know, why not? Andy Warhol did it.
In addition to his current art exhibit, Paul Frank is now also working on collaborations with the company John Deere to design tractors and with Mattel Toys to create a Paul Frank Barbie doll. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.